heating up in the grain trade. Kansas City wheat contract was taking a look at maybe running limit again today, up 45 cents, but it stalled out after being up 35 cents a session. What's in play? Well, it's not that it's hot and dry around here and cooled off here for a bit, and we'll get hot and dry again. It's heating up into the plains the next week as well, as the yields are going to be put into question for corn and beans. But that's not the big ticket. The big ticket is the Black Sea region. We put a special report out yesterday early in the morning about how the trade is pretty much shutting down over there in the Black Sea. And just to put it into perspective, what's happening, the harvest is underway. Russia, they're going to start getting their wheat out into the Azov Sea as they typically push that through the Kerch Strait. That's by Crimea, this big bridge they cross underneath. And then, of course, it goes out to the Bosporus of Turkey and enters on into the Mediterranean. Away you go. Well, here's the hang-up. They can't get it out of the Azov Sea. Restrictions are in place. No wheat's going to move. And the Black Sea is having trouble. When you move into the Black Sea region, the deep water ports, they're getting hit. And, of course, one of the ports in the Ukrainian side has been taken out last week. And more damage continues to occur in Odessa. Now, why does this add up? Well, let's just do a little simple math. We grow roughly about 800 million metric tons of wheat in the world, of which 200 million metric tons is in transport, port, exports, imports. We move that around the world. But of that 200 million metric tons, 61 million metric tons would have came from Russia and Ukraine this year. Now, it's not that there's no wheat moving. It's just very little wheat is moving right now. We've pinched that garden hose off. Countries in Africa, other areas, they want their wheat. We need it now. Then you have the added insult that Europe is going through one of the worst droughts in decades. Their wheat crop will be diminished a bit, but it's their corn crop that's collapsing. Well over 10 million metric tons already. And we are seeing French milling wheat today up at one time here, well over $10 a metric ton, currently up $8.50 a metric ton, which that's a gain of about 25 cents on the session. Corn over there, corn on the Euronext, up $9 a metric ton, currently up about $8. That's a gain of over 20 some cents. Well, that is pulling values higher here in the U.S. as well, because our exports, they're going to be up. Contrary to what the USDA has been producing in its recent WASDE numbers, they're going to have to get to it and increase our export numbers. So the corn trade today up 7¾ cents presently at 483 on December, while the Kansas September wheat, which is about a dime off their highs, up 26¾ right now, 759¾. September Chicago up 23¼, 701¼. We find Minneapolis September wheat up 22¾ cents, 727. The wheat tour out there finding less wheat than last year by about 5 bushels to the acre, but they're running near the 5-year average. The December Minneapolis wheat up 23 cents, 751¼. Now in the soybean trade, of course, soybean oil exploding today over $1 a pound with the strength in the crude oil market. The meal market strong as well, as Argentina is having to buy beans from Paraguay to keep their crush levels going, as whatever's left of the crop in Argentina, farmers aren't selling. Or is it a smaller crop? We'll find out in time. But today, November beans up 14 cents, 12.36¾. New crop, that's new crop. Old crop beans up 11¾ cents to 12.31¼. Well, cattle futures continuing their pounding ways to the downside. We have the feeder index that today is down $3.10 to $353.12, caught up to the daily number. The daily's at $353.63. Total head count on all this is 7,056 head. Box beef down $2.66 on the choice, $3.64¼. Select losing $1.68 to $352.55. For those that thought the cattle market can never go down because the numbers are too tight and there's no cattle out there, well, they forget to realize you have to sell the stuff too. It's called the demand side. Demand falling off a cliff after the 4th of July, as we had warned, typically occurs. Last year, we had fallen about the same amount. They bottomed on July 31st and then exploded in price, because remember when President Trump put those tariffs on Brazilian exports, which was a doubling of the tariffs on beef because they already hit their quotas in February, and so there's a 25% tariff on beef sold above their quota. Well, when President Trump did that, that just pretty much shut off all trade with Brazil. And, of course, we exploded. Well, that's not necessarily happening right now. President Trump hasn't stated anything to that effect. So we are dealing with the demand side eroding and index fund liquidation. Today, August cattle down $2.75, $223.92, inside the low levels of Monday, but they did make new lows earlier today. October cattle down $3.30, $219.92. December down $3.27, $219.62. In the feeder cattle trade, August feeders down $6.02, $343.52, while September feeders are off $6.92. $338.05. We were down almost $10 earlier in the session, but we did hold the June lows. October feeders down $8.17, $331.40. And that January contract down $7.60 to $321.17. Hogs are mixed. August down 2 cents, $101.47. October up 37 cents, $88.50. Metals, fine gold for August. Up $68, $4,145. Silver is climbing a dollar, back over 60 bucks right now, 60.11. Our high earlier was 61.27. And Bitcoin, currently the July contract losing $325, $66,195. Crude oil higher today, despite builds on the crude oil and the diesel and gas inventories, but it, you know why it is. The Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed right now, so no oil is moving out of there right now. Up $2.54 a barrel on September, $86.88. The September gasoline contract up 3 cents a gallon, $3.25.5, while diesel fuel for September climbs 5 cents a gallon, $4.08. Any questions? You can always find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening. And have a profitable day.